Yesterday we were discussing the tshuva from Rav Yitzchak Zilberstein, in which he was asked about a rav who was honored with Kriyas Shem at a milah, and the father wanted to name the baby boy Nimrod, and Rav Zilberstein paskind, you can't name a child after a rasha. The rav should ignore the father's directive and announce his name is Avram. Okay? And we mentioned in the context of that tshuva there, Rav Zilberstein also cites a tshuva from Rav Moshe, in which Rav Moshe speaks of a mother and a maternal grandfather who named the baby in the absence of the father. And Rav Moshe said that that was an effective name because the mother has a right to name the child also. But we didn't touch upon the following. What happens if, when at the Kriyas Hashem, the father instructs the Rav, whoever's honored with Kriyas Shem, to name the child whatever he wants the name to be, and the Rav, hard of hearing, makes a mistake? Nothing wrong with the name that was suggested by the father, but the person who was doing the Shabir, whatever the reason, he couldn't hear properly, he misheard, he misunderstood, he calls it the wrong name. What do you do now? So Rav Zilberstein, although he doesn't discuss that at length, but he mentions that this has happened and this has occurred, and he refers you to a fascinating tshuva of Rav Mordechai Brisk, Shalas and Tshuvas Maharam Brisk. Nothing to do with the Lithuanian town of Brisk. Brisk happened to be his last name. Nothing to do with Brisk of Lithuania. But it's called Shalas and Tshuvas Maharam Brisk, Rav Mordechai Brisk. Chelek Beis Simen Zayin. He was asked such a shaila. The father told the Rav at the Kriyas Hashem, my baby boy's son, his name is Yisrael Aryeh. And the Rav, for whatever reason, announces, Yikar Shmo B'Yisrael Naftali Aryeh. How he mixed up Yisrael Aryeh and Naftali Aryeh, Ve'yisech Nisht. But that's what happened. So now what do you do? So Maharam Brisk says, okay, not so terrible. Just tell the father you want to name him Yisrael Aryeh. I, the rabbi, called out Naftali Aryeh. Instead of firing the rabbi, just stop calling him Naftali Aryeh and call him whatever you want to call him. Call him Yisrael Aryeh. That's what you wanted to call him? Call him Yisrael Aryeh. I have announced in shul in front of everybody, his name is Naftali Aryeh. Okay. Says Maharam Brisk. So to be extra cautious, extra certain, extra careful, so the next time the father gets an aliyah, make a mishabech for the father, make a mishabech for the baby boy yet again, and do another Kriyas Hashem, and this time announce that his name is Yisrael Aryeh. There's no inherent reason, says Maharam Brisk, you have to name a baby dafka at the Bris Mila. Why to wait for Bris Mila, for Kriyas Hashem? He says, he quotes Svan, the reason is because we want to give the baby a name only after the Orla and the Tumah of the Orla has been removed. Now is the appropriate time for the name and for the, I guess, the full effects of the Neshama to be realized. But the Kriyas Hashem can be done even independent of the Bris Mila. So give him a new Kriyas Hashem, stop calling him Naftali Aryeh, and call him Yisrael Aryeh. And then he says, and don't be so surprised, we all know Shinui Hashem is an accepted practice. The Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, Daf Tezayin Amid Beis, tells us, Om Rabbi Yitzchak, Arba'a Devarim Mekarin Gezardino Shel Adam. There are four things that will reverse what had been a negative Gezardin issued against someone. Tzedakah, Tzedakah, form of Tefillah, Shinui Maisa, change behavior, and Shinui Hashem, change the name. After all, the Raya the Gemara brings is this week's Parsha. Sarai, her name was changed to Sarah, and she was then Zocha to have a child. So you see, the Gemara says that Shinui Hashem is Makareya Gzardina Shel Adam. Says Maharam Brisk, okay, so the guy gave the wrong name, so change the name. He's bothered, he says, that normally when you do a Shinui Hashem, when you do a Shinui Hashem, you simply add a name. In this instance, you want to add and delete. Can you do that also? So, he says the following. He says, it's no problem. The one part of the name that you can't change is your father's name. That he says you can't do. You can change your name, or if you're the father of a newborn baby boy, you can change the baby's name. You can't change your father's name. He cites a fascinating tshuva from the Rush. Klal Yud Zayin, Simin Yud Beis. The Rush was asked about the following. The Rush, we know, lived first in Germany and then in Spain. And perhaps the tshuvas are written in reference to an incident that occurred in Spain, because the tshuva, he discusses the following shaila. There was an individual whose father converted from Judaism to Islam. That's the question posed to the Rush. And the fellow whose father left the Jewish faith and embraced the Muslim faith, the fellow's name was Yosef ben Shimon. But he was embarrassed. My father Shimon became a Muslim. I don't want to be known as Yosef ben Shimon. So he decided to start calling himself Yosef ben Shmuel. Okay, he changed his name, he thought. Instead of being named Yosef ben Shimon, he started calling himself for the Aliyah and whatever else, Yosef ben Shmuel. That way, he cut his ties with his father, his source of his embarrassment. The problem was, the Rush was asked, this fellow ultimately decided to divorce his wife. And in the get, there is an entire siman in Shulchan Aruch dealing with the proper way to write the names of the individuals in a get. So he wrote in the get, he told the sofer, my name is Yosef ben Shmuel, the new name. And they gave the get, and now the Rush is asked what to do. So Rush says, he says, I'm astounded they let such a get go through. He says, how could they do that? He says, even if we assume that person can change his own name and take on a new name, as we just saw from the Gemara Rosh Hashanah, that Shini Hashem, you can do, as Avram and Sarah themselves experienced. But how can you change your father's name? That doesn't work, says the Rush. You can't do that. So I remember I was asked a number of years back by a fellow in the community, a Baal Tshuva, who came from the Soviet Union, and having been born to an irreligious Russian Jewish family, he wasn't, his father did not have a Jewish name. His father had a Russian name, Anatoly. And this fellow, who's a Baal Tshuva, was a little uncomfortable. He gets an aliyah to the Torah. He gets called up by his Hebrew name, but he's embarrassed. You know, so-and-so Ben, Russian name. So he asked someone, you know, what's the Jewish equivalent of Anatoly? So he was told the closest Jewish equivalent is Naftali. So he wanted to be called up, understandably. I understand the fellow, what he's coming from. He wants to be called up as Ben Naftali. I said, you can't do that. He said, you can change your name. You can't change your father's name. His name is Anatoly. He doesn't have a Hebrew name. So you'll get called up as Ben Anatoly. That's fine. That's his name. So you'll call up to the Torah as so-and-so Ben Anatoly. And that's what you got to do. You can't change your father's name. That's what the Rosh is saying here also. You can change your father's name. There is a good discussion in Poskim, it's a good question, about what to do if the father converted. Can you be called up by the grandfather's name? Maybe. Maybe we can say B'nai Banim Kibanim. Maybe you can use your grandfather's name. That Poskim discuss whether you can do that. But you can't change the father's name to something that he didn't himself change his name to. So, yeah, Poskim discuss a fellow whose father converted. Can you use the grandfather's name instead? Yeah, that's a different discussion, but you can't change the father's name. So the Rush says, is possible, because they're going to think that this fellow, who everyone knows is Yosef ben Shimon, is not the same fellow in the get who wrote his name as Yosef ben Shmuel. So that's the Rush. But bottom line is the name of the person himself that you could change. So my brisk then says, so why is it that nowadays, when we change a name, someone's sick, we add the name. We don't delete the old name. And yet, way back when, they completely changed the name. Why is that? So, he writes as follows. Says, the Medrash Rabbah in last week's parsha, Parshas Noach, Pesukim list all the names, Peleg, Kibiyamav, Niflaga, Kol Haaretz. So the Medrash Rabbah says, Rabbi Yossi says, the Rishonim, the earlier generations, used to use a name for their children that reflected events of the time, L'shem HaMa'ora. But we, Ein Anu Makirim Es Yichusenu. So therefore, we use a shame, L'shem Avosenu. Shmuel Brisk explains means, times of the Mabul and the Doros of the earlier generations, look at Parshas Bereishis, Parshas Noach, the fathers, grandfathers lived many generations. They lived so many years that they saw their children and grandchildren, great-great-grandchildren. Who are you naming for? Everyone's still alive. So they used names for the events of the day. Whereas nowadays, says Maimon Brisk, that we don't often any longer have our, whether it's grandfathers or great-grandfathers, so we name after Avosenu, after those previous generations. So nowadays it says that the reason when we add a name, we still keep the old name too, is because we want to maintain the zecher for the person who he was named for. So if a person's name is named Yehuda, then when he becomes sick, you add a name, Chaim Yehuda. You don't drop the Yehuda because if someone named Yehuda for his grandfather, great-grandfather, whoever it is, so you want to keep the name Yehuda as well, so you remember the person he was named for, and you add the name Chaim to hopefully change the Gzar Din for this individual. And how does that help? He says, because when you add a name, even if you retain the old name, but now that you're using two names, it's like a different name. It's a different person. He says, Vaharai, he says, there's a Tzavah Shabita Chassid. Perhaps you're familiar with this. A minog that some are makbid for not to marry someone who has the same name as a parent. So I shouldn't marry someone who has the same name as my mother. Or a woman shouldn't marry a husband who has the same name as her father. But many poskim write, he writes, that if the person you're marrying has two names and your father has one, that's okay. Contemporary raya, Rav Moshe Feinstein, his daughter married her Rav Moshe David Tendler. Okay, it's a pretty good raya. Need to go to a reliable source, that's one, presumably, of course, that everyone can rely upon. If the chassan has two names and the father of the kala has one, it's a different name. It's not the same name. So, that's a good kasha. Yes, he did. I think it's Moshe Eliyahu. Eliyahu Moshe, thank you. Eliyahu Moshe, yeah. Good kasha, good teretz. Okay. Yeshua Koch. Yeah, two names too. So the Psaki says the Maran Brisker that it's two different. It's a different name if it has two names added, and he concludes by citing a fascinating Tshuvas Chassam Sofer. Chassam Sofer says that in generations earlier, Tshuvas Chassam Sofer, Evan Ezra Chelik Bey Simin Yilches, and generations earlier, they never used to give two names to one person. Chassam Sofer says Chadoshim Mikarov Bo. This is a newfangled thing, giving one person two names. Says so you look in all of Tanakh. Yaakov and Yisrael, never called Yaakov Yisrael. He's called Yaakov or Yisrael, never both together. So look throughout Shas. With one exception, he says, Abba Shaul, Abba Yudin, Abba Ben Gurion, we don't find a person having two names. Everyone has only one name. The name Abba Shaul, he says, Abba is like a title. It's like a title, honorary title. It's not the name itself. So Chassam Sofer writes, he says, we don't find anywhere in Tanakh or in Shas, with that exception of the name Abba, Abba Shaul, Abba Yudin, Abba Gurion, we don't find anywhere that they used two names at the same time. And he quotes a fascinating Yom Shel Shlomo. If you ever wondered, what's the source of the name Shner? Where does that come from? It's not a Tanakh name. It's not a Mishnah Gemara name. Yom Shel Shlomo says there once was a machlokas. Baby was born. The father wanted to name for his father, Meir. The mother said, no, my father, Yair. Mayor, Yair. They said, Shnei Or. We'll name for both lights, for the mayor and for the Yair. We'll name for both lights, two lights. That's the source of the name Shner, says the Marshal. So Chassam Sofer says, aha, you see, they couldn't just name Mayor Yair. Why not? They didn't have two names. They always gave only but one name. Hence, they decided on Shnei Or instead of Mayor Yair or Yair Mayor. So it's a Chadash Mikarav Bo that we give two names. But generations earlier, says Chassam Sofer, and the same is found in Sefer Otzer Bris B'Shem, the Night of Yehuda, generations earlier, they always gave only but one name. I'll conclude with one last Ta'ar. If you look in Sefer HaYasher, Shalos and Tshuvas, Rabbeinu Tam, you'll see a number of Tshuvas to one of the Balei Tosos, whose name is Rabbeinu Yaakov Yisrael. But in the footnotes, they point out, he had two names, one of the Balei Tosos in, can't be Chassam Sofer and Rabbeinu Yehuda, they never gave two names. Says Miyashev, he didn't really have two names. There's no one by perhaps the name of his father also, but he himself only had one name. But says Maran Brisk, that just goes to show that generations earlier, when they only gave one name, so when they add a name, they would drop the previous name. But nowadays, we give two names, so we add a name, we keep all the names in place, and we refer to the individual by both.